Pues, ahí no más punto de cuatro. I have to know the cesario to mi familia, not in a nuclear concept of what is basically in the American society today, unless they're living in rural America, but in the extended family. Try knowing your first cousin from first grade, second grade, and third grade, and knowing all of them. But that was important. Why for Chamorros? Because you can't marry your third cousin. Now that's maybe a Chamorro rule, but that was embedded in you. All right, maybe different cultures have a different concept. But in Chamorro. So, and in Athens, it's Chamorro, what in the culture, and again, it's universal. De cada cultura, de cada nación, de cada tauta. That is universal in all of our upbringing as an individual como un tauto, being given power on this living planet. This is the cultural concept of the family in its perpetuation. And Mapanyal will be Chamorro when you're born Chamorro in my family. Ifinena, the very first thing that's important, ma tak pa ni ho. You are baptized. Because in the Chamorro concept, ungen, yes, the biological birth of your existence is integral. But in that body, there is also the spirit. And that spirit in the Chamorro culture is awakened. Because the word ma, dak, pong, ni in Chamorro simply means pong, wake up. Because there's more to your body than just the body. There is that innate spirit that lives in you that goes beyond your mortal body. It's the immortal. That's one of the cycles. And you might not only Espanol when the Spanish came, but the Chamorros did it. Then the next life cycle is Lumahi Pumalaan, which basically in Chamorro means you have reached the biological step in your life. That's Sinyaho Tumata, that you can be a father. Then Sinyaho Tumata, you can be a mother. The age of reason. And what are these age of reasons? The perpetuation of yourself, of your family, your culture, your tradition, through the webs of family. That's the next step. Imunaches, and the third one, in Chamorro. And you know what? When I do, and I read a lot about what's written in Chamorro, the unfortunate, and what you're reading, I can say this, and safely say it, that is so erroneous. It's because those that wrote what Chamorro is didn't know the language. And I can tell you this, although the Chamorros did not write the language, but they perpetuate the language today, I'm speaking Chamorro to you, there are key words in the language that is telling me, Tony, Estigis Kiyata, Athen is in a palabra, look at this word. Tintiki, no Athen, look at this key word. Like Tapani, the Spanish gave us the word baptism, but we don't use that even today. We use the ancient word pomin, awaken, lumahi pumalaan, Chamorro from the ancient language. It's telling me something in the oral tradition, as Tammy indicated to you. So the next step in the Chamorro culture and family is akamo, but we borrow the Spanish word casamiento. But let me tell you, the Chamorro in the camouflage looks very kind of Christian and all that, and there is Christianity, I'm not saying that. But there is still that basis of the indigenous, the original culture of those that identify themselves to be Chamorro. Akamo. Akamo simply means it's a reciprocation. Akamo. Akuni. And all these words. Ah, it's a reciprocation marker. It's to join others. And why do people join each other? It's for the procreation of the family. This is fundamental. Whatever the views may be, let there be no mistake. The family is the foundation. All cultures, and has been since time immemorial. So there can't be any argumentation on that. That's the way I see it. And the Chamorro see it that way too, from ancient times. Akamo, let us enter into an agreement. And really, when I hear akamo, somebody's in kalamu, you'd like to swallow. But let us absorb each other. Let us grow together. Let us love together. Let us bring children together. That is what Chamorro is, my dear folks. Pues el título es Tine, la ocasión, and so the title of this occasion this morning, which is really rightly stated, Tending the Family. But the Chamorro language makes it even deeper. Adahi, Adahi y familia, guard with all your soul, family. do not let it be destroyed. And Adai, and I've written about this, but again, you have to know the language. So everybody's going around saying, Hafa Ade. Hafa Ade. Two Proto-Austronesian words of the Chamorro language. Hafa comes from Indonesia, Malaysian, and some languages, which simply means Hafa. Adai, well, very simple. Comes from the word Adahi. The Chamorros just deleted the H. And so in the Chamorro, what they're telling you when they say Hafa Adai, what are you doing with your life, young man and young woman? But today they're thinking, they say, oh, hello, excuse me. Tell me what's going on in your life that is sending you towards the right direction. And if it's not, let's put it in the right track. And I can help you with that. Hafa Adai, say, what are you doing, my friend? And if it's not too good, not to be a Zudo, then you come to your assistance. In the same way, when the Chamorro says Hafa Lai, Lime is just from the word lahi. We just took out the age. Alright, I'm giving you these Chamorro concepts. So, adahi is familiar, tending the family.